Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Breakfast
is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Twinside and actually just Twinside with Desmond on the vocals as well with Believe. Thank you so much for choosing us. We appreciate it. 8:33, that's your time. Your favorites are on your radio. DNSK and Shaquan. Another favorite of yours, and she was in a studio with us not so long ago. So 2 years ago, a year ago, okay?
What's
when,
that?
When she was in studio with us.
I think it was last year.
It was last year, Moss.
I think so, yeah.
Okay, yeah. No, she's a resident.
Yes, she is.
Of Fresh Breakfast. Yeah. She's our favorite. OC Biola, Boys Beakers. Mora, OC.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
I love the introduction.
Right. I mean, we just have to do right by our favorite queen. You know what I mean?
Welcome, OC Biola. I know it has been probably hectic for you and your team as the PRO of the Miss Organization team.
Miss Namibia.
Yeah. What did I say? Miss what?
Miss something. I don't remember.
Okay, yeah, Okay, the Miss Namibia team.
Yes.
How are you this morning, OC?
I'm very well. We are preparing to have the pre-crowning interviews here at NBC Radio. So it's a lot of excitement. You know, we have the top 10 Miss Namibia finalists coming through. Just getting ready for the crowning ceremony.
Oh, fantastic, man. How excited are you and the team for this time around or for this year's pageant?
We are beyond excited. We're ecstatic. It's going to be so huge, so different, you know. Every single year, as we said, we competing with ourselves, basically.
Mm.
We're trying to top what we did in Ludares. So that is the game plan. But yeah, excitement all around.
Mm.
Now, OC Biola, listen, I think myself and your team, we're on the upper of the skills, so let's say, in Afrikaans. I leveled a couple of criticism against the prelims that you guys had. Was it a couple of weeks ago? And I was and my main critic was the song selection and the song selection and the choreography.
Choreography, yeah.
Okay. So first thing I'm gonna ask, are you guys mad at me?
No, we're not mad at anybody. You know,
okay.
We take it as it comes, and what you can do is there's no such thing as bad press or negative publicity, you know. Mm. So we take it and we use it as a tool to grow and to improve.
Yeah.
Why? You see, that's what I'm talking about.
Come on.
Biola gets it.
Yeah, she gets
Why?
It.
No, people out there just getting angry at Inescape. Why? Shaquan.
Yeah, do you know what, Biola? I'm actually curious to know. You guys are going to be in Ongwendiva this time around, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, how did you guys come about choosing that as the town that you're going to be hosting the next Miss Namibia? Because for the longest time, no shade to anybody, we had the one venue, same performer, same choreography.
Why?
A new organization right now, but what made you choose Ongwendiva to be that town that highlights Miss Namibia this year?
I'm feeling a lot of shade at the moment.
You're feeling it? No, sis, not for you, because you are part of the new organization, my girl.
Yes. No, the shade is towards the old organization. Same venue, same blah, blah, blah. Bye.
But you girlies are almost up for shaking.
Yeah, so since we've taken over as the NBC, you know, we've wanted to make this a national and include the entire Namibia.
Mm.
So we have like a bidding system where the host town will then say, look, we're ready to host you, bring it over here. And then we go, we assess, you know, is there a venue, is it going to be possible? And then we, you know, we take it from there.
But then this is going to be at the Trade Fair Center, right?
That's correct.
I think it's the only one that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not going to lie to you, I've always had faith in that venue. I love that venue for many reasons. OC Biola, in terms of the girls, you know, because, I mean, the girls, they are the most important bit in all of this. Are they ready? Are we ready to see a new Miss Namibia?
I believe they are beyond ready, you know, from the moment that they applied. So they've been exposed to these mentorship programs, training. It's back-to-back training. It's really expensive.
Yeah.
So I believe that by now, the next Miss Namibia 2025, she is ready. Our girl is ready.
Yeah. Oh,
we
fantastic.
We really have very strong contestants. So
yeah.
It's going to be a tough one for the judges, but I believe, you know, with the judges that we have, They are also very capable and, you know, very exposed to the pageant world and the creative industry. You know, we've got a wide variety of judges. So, you know, when they bring their brains together and, you know, here, like I said, when we have the interview judging and you can actually see what is what and who is saying what and what are they about, what are their advocacies. So from here, you'll be able to assess, okay, we've got our person.
All right. Now, obviously, we are also very excited about this year because one thing that the Miss Namibia organization has done is you have just, man, you're setting the bar even higher for yourself every single year, you know? Let's talk about the prizes this year. Woo-hoo! What is going to be different from what we have seen in the previous years?
All right. So we just had the announcement that, you know, the winner will be walking away with a brand new house. So that's one of the newest
incredible
as part of the prize packages.
Yeah.
And, you know, once she finishes her obligations during her year of reign, she gets to keep the property. So she's going to actually become a homeowner. Yeah.
Wow. And, you know, that's what I wanted to ask as well. Like, okay, well, is the house going to be furnished?
We are currently working on that, but that is the plan. So
yeah.
You know, we are looking at providing economic stability and just empowering the girl child. So how can we do that? By providing you with a home that is fully furnished, you know. So, we're actually looking forward to that handover. It's also a first time, you know, that this is going to be happening in the pageant's history. That the winner will be receiving a house as part of her prize package.
Wow.
So we have this groundbreaking partnership with NHE, you know, between NBC and the Miss Namibia organization. So,
yeah.
It really speaks to dignity, stability, and then just long-term empowerment. We're not just talking about what can we do for you for that year, but
lifelong. Yeah. Yes. Oh, that's fantastic. But the car still remains, right?
Mm.
The car, we're not taking anything away.
You're just adding on.
We're just adding on.
Oh.
Yeah, we're talking about legacy. So we really want to set up life for the winners, you know, especially for after your reign. Because you, when you are Miss Namibia and you are an ambassador for the country, you're going to represent us internationally. You know, how do we say thank you for that?
Wow. Osibiola, do we have confirmation of your MCs and your performers, or are you keeping those cards, Komastak, close to your chest, Komastak?
Very, very close. You know, everything is an announcement. Everything we do it big. So we can't just, I'm going to announce. No, we're going.
Yeah.
We are going to make those announcements very soon. There's only 2 weeks left, you know, before the crowning ceremony. So as we approach, all of those announcements are going to come out and you'll get to see who's who, who's going to be taking the stage. Yeah,
fantastic, man. Also, not you guys having our baby girls in bikinis in winter. It's a Osibiola.
Hello,
surprise. When we went for the top 10 excursions, we actually did those shoots in Ruakana.
Yeah.
So it was pretty warm, you know.
Oh, it's warmer there.
We have winter. It was really warm. So
It wasn't that vibe. Okay.
Freezing cold,
okay.
Yes. All right, cool. Thank you so much, Osibiola. We really wish you guys all the best.
We will be
plugged in, and we are following the socials. It looks fantastic. And we really, really, as Namibians, as ordinary Namibians, we are really rooting for a spectacle of an event now for this year.
All right. No, thank you so much for tuning in and for, you know, keeping abreast and also promoting, because we have the ticket sales that are ongoing. People can still buy their tickets on Web Tickets Namibia and all the model stores, you know, from the old Pick and Pay. Yeah, so we're really looking forward to that, and hope to see everybody in the north and those that cannot make it. NBC, with our reach, we have our 11 radio stations who will also be broadcasting our multimedia platforms. We've got digital and then obviously television.
Yeah.
All right. Cheers, Osibiola.
Fantastic, man. All the best, eh?
Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.